Anglia
in Focus.
And today it's my great pleasure to welcome to the programme. I'm going to be talking in just a moment to Neil Sutton, who's the editor of the Bugle magazine, which serves Lowestoft, Beccles, Bungay, Halesworth, Southwold and beyond, and is available also online. Now, I'm going to be talking to Neil about the magazine itself and finding out a little bit about the background. Now, I'm hoping that he's joining us live now on the programme. Good morning to you, Neil.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? All right?
Not too bad, thanks. Not too bad at all.
Jolly good. Now, the Bugle magazine, a very professional magazine, I have to say, because I have a number of issues here which I've been looking at.
Thank you very much.
And I know that you cover all sorts of things, which we're going to be picking out a few from your July edition in just a few minutes. But tell us a little bit about the Bugle magazine. How did it get established?
Well, we decided to start it because 10 years ago, we wanted to advertise something we were doing, that's my wife and I, and there was no real sort of local magazines about, just the normal press to advertise in, and we thought, wouldn't it be a good idea if we did one? So that's what we did, and we picked the name The Bugle and took it from there, really.
Hey, that sounds good. So it's very much aimed, obviously, at the local communities, I've just been saying a few minutes ago.
It is, yes.
And I'd imagine you get a lot of people getting involved with all the various articles, don't you?
Well, indeed. There's lots going on in the magazine, and we try and keep it as local as possible. One of the big things we do is a big What's On guide, where if anybody's fundraising for local clubs and organisations and charities, they can get their events listed in there for nothing. You see, we just do that as a service. And we also take articles from people who are organising the carnivals and all sorts of other events and try and give them a good outlet as well for everything that they're doing. So it's a real community magazine, really.
Now, I know that, as I say, I've been having a look through the July edition, which I know you sent across to me. Mm-hmm. And one of the things which I'm just going to pick up on first of all is a very, very good article about the Southwold Old Hospital annual charity fete.
Right, yes.
Now, I know it's about a month away, but I think it'd be great if we can give that a little bit of publicity this morning on the programme.
Yes.
So the actual charity fete itself is on the 6th of August, I understand, starting at 11 a.m.
That's right. Yes.
On St Edmund's Green, which is opposite the old hospital, and it will mark the first anniversary of the building's opening. That's got to be good news, hasn't it?
It is, yes. We decided to put that in. It was put off. It was going to be in July, but it's put off till August, so we thought we'd still give it a good old mention. And yes, it's a really good thing. It's a really good building now. It was the old hospital, as you say, and I think it was all done locally. The funds were raised and, you know, Southwold's a fairly affluent area, I think I can say. And the money was raised and the work was done, the complete conversion. I believe the library is in there now as well. So it's a real community effort. And the fete is a marvellous idea for fundraising.
Certainly is, yes. And you mentioned the library there. Well, Suffolk Libraries have been on this programme many, many times, actually. Mm-hmm. And we've often had a chat about the library service literally across Suffolk. And I think the last time I was having a chat with James, I think it was, actually, from Suffolk Libraries, he was telling us that their library is sort of being amalgamated or combined in the Southwold Old Hospital, which has got to be good news, isn't it?
Indeed. The library was quite a small premises on the way in. Very difficult to get to, very difficult to park near. And so it's a real good idea to put it in the Old Hospital project. Yeah, very good idea.
Certainly very, very good, yeah.
Well, they've got a lot more space in there as well. It's more spread out. It just feels better.
Yes, well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, it's a community hub, if to use that to overuse word,
that's
suppose.
Right, it is. It really is. The Southwold Old Hospital is exactly that, yeah.
Now, I think we ought to tell people what cooperation that we have got between your organisation and East Point Radio, because we're going to be working very closely together, aren't we?
I hope so, yes. Well, you take our magazines and you feature stories from them, which is really, really good. It's a good way of pushing the stories that we put into the magazine and get them some more support. So, yeah, I hope to be working together for quite some time.
And certainly I think we can highlight the fact that you can actually view the Bugle from the East Point Radio website now, because we've got a link to you, haven't we?
That's my marvellous, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that the other day, and that's good, of East Point Radio. Thank you very much, all the people there. And let's look forward to a good future of collaboration.
I'm sure that's going to be the case. Now, yep. let's look at some more of the various things that's appearing in the July edition of the
Good job, I happen to have one in front of me.
Yeah, I thought you might. You've probably got a pile of them ready to go out, I'd imagine. Now, the Beccles Carnival returns. Now, that's a very interesting story, isn't it?
Yes, well, that had to close down because of COVID, of course. They've been off for, you know, 2 or 3 years now, and they're now back. But it's the same old thing. It's a very small committee doing an awful lot of work to pull the whole thing together, and I think they're to be congratulated. And that's why I gave them the extra special big article with the photos in, because I think they deserve all the support they can get. They provide a very good day and evening of entertainment for people, and, you know, I just hope people go along and support it in great numbers.
Let's hope they do. Now, one of the other articles which I know you're carrying in the July edition is the Kirkley Fabulous 1940s Weekend. Now, we're going to be featuring that a little bit later on this morning at 11:45 as part of our Good News Week feature. Now, these events where they're 1940s orientated, that sort of thing, they're always very popular and everybody enjoys them, don't they?
They are. I mean, even if someone was to put on a hangar dance now, I'm really sure those sort of things would go down as well with a big band. But, you know, just dancing to the music on the seafront and whatever else they've got organised here to make it a really special weekend. The Seagull Theatre in Pakefield are doing most of the organising, I think. And it looks like from we got the pictures from last year in the magazine, and you can see everybody's having a whale of a time, you know, outside the Claremont Pier dancing. Some of them in old 40s uniforms, you know, RAF uniforms, USAF uniforms. Looks like people are really enjoying themselves.
Certainly sounds very good, and I say we will be giving out more information about that at 11:45 this morning here on East Point Radio. Now, Circle 67, the theatre and the two gentlemen of Verona.
Yes.
What's all that about?
Well, it's a small theatre group from around here. I think they're Halesworth Way, although don't quote me. But they're a very small theatre group, but they do specialise in doing a couple of shows a year. And this one, Shakespeare, it's all going to be outside. You know, Geldston Lock, Bungay Castle on the Bailey there. It's going to be a real fun event. They do like to have fun. They do enjoy themselves. And they put on some really good shows.
Sounds very good, that does. And when I saw that, I thought, yeah, I must read a little bit more about that, which obviously I have been doing. Now, one other thing which I want to pick up on is a feature which you carry calling Healing Naturally. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, you know, I'm a big one on healing naturally and staying away from the doctors if you can. You know, just eat healthily and... Well, that's about it, really. Eat healthily and realise that lots of healing can be done with natural remedies.
That's very true. And I mean, you know, in this day and age when we hear so much about obesity and junk food, fast food, whatever you like to call it, it is about taking the proper ingredients, the natural ingredients into your body as opposed to all these other things which could well be included with some of the other foods we eat.
Always say, don't they, we are what we eat, and I'm afraid today we don't eat healthily enough, and we certainly, if we go shopping in the supermarkets, so many foods today are heavily processed, and that's not good for the body, not good at all. So yeah, we have to watch what we do.
Yeah, we certainly do. Now, and another article which again caught my eye, and I thought, whatever's this about? And it's the grumpy old man, which, of course, you and I certainly don't fall into that category.
No,
but
no, we're mere youngsters.
but what's it all about? You know, the grumpy old man.
Well, when we first started the magazine 10 years ago now, nearly, he came along with this man came along and said, "You want a grumpy old man? That's what you want in there, like it is." And we said, "All right, then write it." And he's been writing for us ever since. But yeah, he certainly pulls no punches. We get one or two complaints, a bit close to the mark there, you know. but in the main, all the comments we get, almost without exception, are positive. Yeah, he says it like it is, you know. They say, so, you know, I think people love the grumpy old man.
I'm sure they do.
We
now,
had a grumpy old woman once came along and did one once.
So, you know, that balanced the things out a little bit more, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, before we go any further, can we give out some contact information for people wanting to find out more about the Bugle magazine serving Lowestoft, Beccles, Bungays, Halesworth, Southwold and beyond? How can they best get in contact with you?
Well, they can phone us on 01502... Lowestoft, of course, 578074, or they can get onto our website, www.buglemag.co.uk, or they can email us anytime they want to. I always forget the email. The email is...
thebuglemag@yahoo.co.uk. How's that?
That's the one. You had it in front of you, and I didn't have the correct page open. So you can tell it's live.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what makes real radio, put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I know... I'll ask you for those details again, by the way, in a few moments' time, right, for people to be able to make sure they've got all the contact information correctly written down or whatever.
To get the right page open.
That's it. Now, I know that you've also got another article in the July edition, and it's entitled Bursaries for Young Talent and More. This sounds a very good news week story.
Yes, we have this article come in from FESPA, which is the Friends of East Suffolk Performing Arts, and they offer these bursaries for young people who are trying to learn, you know, theatre. And I thought it would be a good idea to feature it because so many youngsters want to get into that sort of thing and don't know what opportunities are out there. So we've given FESPA an article, a couple of pictures, generic, I might add, of youngsters on stage. And all the contact details for FESPA are on the article and what it's all about.
That sounds good. Now, talking about various articles, there's a special feature coming up in the August edition, isn't there? Looking a little bit ahead, all about East Point Radio, I understand.
Yes, that's right. How did you know that?
I wonder.
Sneaky.
I had to get that one in, didn't I?
You had to, yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, we received the article the other day.
Oh, right.
I have to say it's a very good one. I mean, the station does so much for the area and beyond, of course. As you say, you're worldwide. We want to plug East Point Radio as well and make sure that everybody knows it's there and listen to it. Because, you know, the problem with radio today, this is a personal opinion, radio today are so, well, they're all very generic, I think. They're all very nondescript. But what you get with a really local radio station, same as we're trying to do with a local magazine, keep it local, East Point Radio is local.
Absolutely.
And you know, when you phoned me this morning, I heard the record Rain and Shine, Rain or Shine by Five Star, and I haven't heard that for years. It's not on any radio playlist that I know of, so good on East Point Radio, well done.
Well, we try and mix and match the music as much as possible, covering all sorts of genres, and we have specialist programmes as well. During the week, and of course everybody can find out the details on the East Point Radio website as well, so
yes,
that can't be bad. Now let's have that contact detail once again, if you wouldn't mind, Neil, for people wanting to find out more and to get in contact with the Bugle magazine. How do they do that?
Well, they can give us a ring on 01502 578074. They can email us at thebuglemag@yahoo.co.uk, or they can get all those details again off the website, www.buglemag.co.uk.
Hey, that's great, Neil, and I appreciate you joining us live on East Point Radio this Monday morning.
Pleasure, absolute pleasure.
It's been absolutely great to talk to you, and obviously we should be covering lots of articles that you include within the Bugle magazine here on East Point Radio, and we look forward to doing that.
Mark, nice to speak to you.
Cheers. Cheers now.
Bye-bye.
There we've been talking to Neil Sutton, who's the editor of the Bugle magazine, and the Bugle, of course, serving Lowestoft, Beccles, Bungay, Halesworth, Southwold and beyond, and of course available on the internet. And that was all part of our feature
Anglia
In Focus
right here on East Point Radio.